Here we go.
Are you ready?
1, 2, 3.
Woo! Leanne Hanifin. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
Now, you will, of course, know him as the man behind Ireland's unofficial national anthem. And it is an era-defining tune that has soundtracked a generation of Irish nightclubs. And it still does. 98FM's Mark McCabe is bringing a brand new show to the Three Olympia next April. And he is here with me this morning to chat all about it. Mark, good morning. How are you?
How are you?
It's wonderful to have you here. Am I right in saying that you have not played the Three Olympia yet?
No.
But am I right in saying that you have worked there as a stagehand before? Yeah. Tell us about that.
Quite a few years ago.
Cast your mind back.
But I was very young, so... I worked on a show called The Buddy Holly Story.
Okay.
And it was a Broadway show that came in and they needed stage crew. So my job was, there was these sliding doors in the middle of the stage that people came out of. And there was no automation or anything back then. Yeah. So it was literally pulling the strings.
Oh, wow, very manual.
And making the doors open.
I love it.
And that was my gig for 3-4 weeks, I think the show ran for.
Yeah, and your first experience of the Three Olympia, obviously this one is going to be very different as well.
Yeah.
I know your son is a DJ as well, Josh, and I've actually seen him play a couple of times. He's excellent. I do wonder though, and I've never asked Josh this, I've never asked you this, but is he allowed to play Maniac in his sets?
Oh yeah.
Is he?
Oh, yeah,
and
for
does
sure.
he?
No.
Oh, he never has, okay.
So I'm trying to figure out whether he thinks it's really uncool and, you know, he wouldn't be seen dead playing it, or whether it's just he's kind of, because I was pushing him to start with saying, you know, you could do this, mm-hmm. you know, and it would be good for him just to come out of his shell, and because it's like an intimidating thing, especially at that age. He's 16 now, but... He hasn't taken that torch.
Not yet. It might come in time. Maniac, obviously, Mark, when I have seen you play at the likes of Club 98, Biggest Disco as well, it's always your last tune, right? And for a lot of DJs I know around the country, it is the last tune because it is just the ultimate, like, whopper anthem. Everyone's throwing themselves around the place. But in an alternate universe, right, I want to ask you, if Maniac 2000... never became and never existed.
Oh, wow.
What song would you pick as your final song of a DJ set?
Oh, wow. Jeepers.
It's a big,
that's a tough
big
one.
Question.
Yeah, that it kind of, and I normally actually play Maniac sort of towards the three-quarter point in my set. So I always leave time for a couple of other tracks.
Yeah.
So one of the biggest tracks for me, and because I have Mimi Lane on stage with me and she does vocals live.
Yeah.
One of the tracks that always works without fail is Cascada.
Oh.
You know, and we've got this really beautiful sort of acoustic version that goes into the actual sort of full-on banging version mm-hmm. as well. So that always works without fail. But it changes because times change and tracks become, you know, popular and then slip off again. So I have this really tasty remix of Oasis Wonderwall
that
I've been playing for the last few shows, which is really good.
Okay.
And people love to sing along to it. So it's always trying to get that track, which is kind of up there with Maniac because... you don't want to fall off a cliff.
Of course.
At the end of May.
Yes. Yeah.
It's normally something really fast. So it's normally about 160 beats per minute.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's either Scooter or, you know, that Oasis remix or Cascada or something like that.
Do you ever get nervous in testing out a new track in a set?
Oh, yeah.
Wondering to yourself, oh, is this going to work now? Are we kind of on that vibe? Are people going to like it?
Yeah. But luckily, it just happens to always work.
Ah, so, it's because you're a genius.
Well,
you're an expert.
Or else I just get really lucky. But the last Electric Picnic show, there was a few tracks in there that I had never played before and remixes that I'd done that I'd never played out before. So it was kind of like, oh gosh, I hope this works.
Yeah,
you know?
Fingers
so,
crossed.
Yeah, but it does.
And it works out. Again, you are a genius. You're the expert, Mark. You've had such a busy year between all the jigs, all the raves, all of the gigs as well. Do you get a bit of downtime for Christmas?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so, but I'm kind of already, like, it was such an amazing year. Like, for the 25th anniversary, you know, I had an expectation that it would be really good,
mm-hmm.
But it just surpassed everything. Every show that I went to, every person I met, all the stories I heard, you know, and everybody sort of just showing their appreciation for that track was just incredible.
Okay.
But now, it's into next year.
Yeah.
So I'm already sort of planning this Three Olympia show.
Yeah.
So, because I want that to be really, really special. Like, the Olympia is such an iconic venue. You know, I did start off there. I saw so many bands there over the years. you know, from like Bagatelle to Ocean Colour Scene to The Prodigy.
Mm.
It's just such an incredible venue because it's so intimate, but yet it's, you know, it's a big enough venue.
Yeah.
So to do this kind of a show in there, I just cannot wait.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. At Thursday, the 2nd of April, 2026. It's called Maniac and Other Bangers.
Yep.
I think a little bit self-explanatory in the name, which we appreciate. But what are we in store for? What can we expect?
Really high energy, familiar, but reworked.
Ooh.
So like tracks that you would know that you'll suddenly be going, hang on a second, is that? Oh my God, I can't believe that. And oh my God, that's banging.
Okay.
So that's kind of the process that I try to go through.
I love it. All in the works at the moment. Like I say, Thursday, the 2nd of April. It's a great Christmas gift.
It is.
Tickets, isn't it?
Yes.
Hint, hint, nudge, nudge now to everyone. Ticketmaster.ie, I'm presuming, for tickets as well. Mark, thank you so much. Best of luck. We cannot wait to be at the show as well. It is going to be incredible. And also, we can't wait to tune in every Saturday night as we do from 6 o'clock here on 98 FM.
Banging out the tunes.
Banging out the tunes.
New Year's
always.
Eve as well. I'll be here over the period of 11 to 1.
We can't get enough of you. You're everywhere. Mark McGay, thank you for joining me this morning on 98
thank
FM.
You.
Leanne Hanifin on 98 FM. The 98 FM Lowdown. With Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Wipes that wow in just 15 minutes. 98 FM.
She is here to deliver all of the gossip this morning. Good morning, Showbiz Shannon.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am very good. I was low-key in a daze there for 5 seconds. Did you see me go into a different dimension?
I did look over all right and I was like, she's just doing her thing. She's just in her own world right now.
Right.
Come back to the world of entertainment.
I'm back. And first up, Timothée Chalamet revealed his top 5 Brits who he thinks are the all-time greats. On his list is Lewis Hamilton.
Hamilton, yeah.
What is wrong with me? Lewis Hamilton.
She's still in the days.
And my cousin's second name is Hamilton as well. You think I'm David and Victoria Beckham.
Love, of course. Yeah.
Rapper Fake Mink.
Okay.
And this woman.
I dreamed a dream in time gone by.
Oh, Susan.
Susan Boyle.
Oh, we love her.
Hope was high and life worth living.
Susan Boyle is an icon.
She literally is. And I'm not going to lie, while I was getting that clip up there, I was getting like water in my eyes and everything. I was getting totes mosh.
Completely. We're all taken back to, what was it, 2009? She was on Britain's Got Talent.
Oh,
that
my
first
goodness.
Audition. I will go on to YouTube every couple of months and just watch that.
Oh, and just relive the moment
when
her dreams came true.
They really, really did. Oh, we love Susan and I love that Timothy loves her too.
I know. He said, Susan Boyle dreamed bigger than all of us. Who wasn't moved by that story? I remember that like it was yesterday.
Aww.
And as do we all.
Of course. Timothy's going on to YouTube watching her first audition too.
Yes. Now she has responded on Instagram.
Oh, go on.
When the two worlds collide.
Yeah.
She wrote, this has been incredibly touching to read. I'm very flattered. Those early days were quite something and to know that moment meant something to you all these years on truly humbles me.
Wow. It's a very big crossover because I feel like Susan Boyle feels a lot closer to home than Timothée Chalamet because he's a big, massive Hollywood star, like, of course. But we love Susan. Everyone, find me one person who doesn't.
Yeah, and they can go in the bin.
Yeah.
moving along, Macaulay Culkin is 45 and he really looks great for his age now,
he
I
does.
Have to say.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what we're talking about today. He doesn't know his way around a steering wheel.
Okay.
During a recent interview, he finally put one of the internet's longest running question to rest, revealing that he doesn't have a driver's license.
Okay.
Is that, would we consider that like strange?
No driver's license at 45. Did he give a reason?
Well, he used to blame growing up in New York. For
fair
not having one.
And valid. Sometimes driving in Dublin, I'm like, I would rather not, please. And thank you. That traffic out there. New York, I can imagine, is about 10 million times worse.
Yeah, and they do have really good public transport over there with the subway and all that
but
kind of
also,
stuff.
But also, he's a massive star. He just gets chauffeurs everywhere. If I was a big Hollywood star, I wouldn't drive either.
Yeah, I'd have a driver.
I would have a driver.
And I'd just be in the back eating all day. It'd be great.
Yeah, much nicer.
So yeah, that was his excuse, but he moved moved away from New York, so he doesn't actually have an excuse anymore. He just doesn't have a driver's license.
Okay.
So that's that.
Could be a New Year's resolution maybe for him.
Yeah, he'll be behind the wheel. Beep, beep.
There's Macaulay.
Make way. Learner plates on and everything. And then finally, Jennifer Lawrence and Leonardo DiCaprio were on the last appearance on Variety's Actors on Actors series. It's finally over. It feels like it only started yesterday.
Yeah.
But during the chat, Jennifer asked Leo if he's ever seen his 1997 film Titanic again.
Have you rewatched Titanic?
No.
Oh, you should. I bet you could like watch it as a movie now. And it's so good.
I don't really watch. Maybe I do. Some movies I've watched. You watch your movies a lot?
No, I've never made something like Titanic. But if I did, I would watch it.
But I mean, when was the last time you did that?
When I was really I put on American Hustle.
If you were a big actor like Leo, would you go back and watch your own stuff?
It's kind of that weird thing, like, because even like, would you go back and listen to your shows?
Of course.
Every day,
every single day, you can listen on the Go Loud app right now. It is, yeah, listening to yourself, watching yourself. It's not a thing for me. I don't think
it's next level as well. And you get very critical of yourself when you're constantly watching how you look.
If you're a perfectionist,
you're just never happy.
Never happy at all. So probably I'd avoid that. I would say,
yeah.
Leanne Hanifin, weekdays from 10 a.m. on 98 FM.